This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. We are going to have a delightful time with psychic Julie Ryan. Hi, Julie.
Hi, girl.
Oh, man. This is so nice to be with you. And you are in a sea of green behind you, a beautiful castle and a green wall and your green top. I bet you have green eyes, do you?
I do have green eyes.
Yeah.
Actually, my walls are yellow.
Really?
Okay. They're happy. Yeah,
they're happy yellow walls. From my vantage point, they look like a soft green, but it's probably just the light in Alabama. And what's going on in Alabama that it's going to be 28 degrees tonight?
Isn't that crazy cold snap? And, you know, these Southerners, they're not used to that. So they're just beside themselves. You probably can't find a roll of toilet paper or gallon of milk in any grocery store. No, but seriously, when snow's predicted down here, Casey, it's hilarious. They cancel everything. The schools are canceled. Even if there isn't a flake of snow that ever falls, just in anticipation, because we don't have any of the wherewithal to deal with it.
It seems early in the season, right? What is this, November? It seems early in the season for this cold snap to be hitting your town.
Absolutely. But it's going to be 77 the following day. So my poor plants are going to be going, what the heck?
What the heck is going on?
Yeah.
But they are resilient, as we are resilient. AskJulieRyan.com is your website. You do all kinds of things with people, with pets, with this life, with past life, with all of the things. But I wanted to just go down the title of some of your books. By the way, everybody gets a free book just for listening today, right?
That's right. Just as a thank you for listening.
That's lovely. Angelic Attendance. I saw that is a title of one of your books. Can you tell me about that book?
Sure. It's about what happens as we're dying. Casey, there's lots of information out there about the afterlife and how to grieve and near-death experiences, but not much about what's happening when we're actually dying. And people are afraid. Are you going to fly or are you going to fry? What's happening? And so my book is about how we're all surrounded by angels and the spirits of deceased loved ones and pets as we're transitioning. And interestingly enough, Casey, 90% of university-based research shows that 90% of us see the spirits of deceased loved ones and pets as we're transitioning. 90%.
That's a lot.
So we think, oh, grandma's hallucinating, and it's the morphine when she's talking about seeing her mother who's been dead for 40 years. No, she's not. She's actually seeing her, and she can communicate with her.
Yeah. How did you first come to realize that you had this insight into the other side, or is it something you were born with or developed?
We all are born with it. We all have the ability. I learned how to do it. So I say I'm an inventor. I've invented surgical devices sold throughout the world. And I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've founded 9 companies in 5 industries. So I say I'm a businesswoman and an inventor who learned how to do woo-woo. And I'm a buffet of psychicness.
A buffet of psychicness. AskJulieRyan.com. Tell me about this tool you invented.
Medical devices for orthopedic surgery, several of them that are sold globally, some of which have been on the market for 30 years and are still being used around the world.
Tell me about that part of your life when you said, I'm going to invent this surgical thing.
I was in the hospital supply industry right out of school. And I had surgeons and nurses and other medical providers say to me, this is such a pain in the neck when this happens. Can your company invent something along these lines? And at that time, I was working for a great big, huge medical supply company. And then I started my own company, my first company at 25, and invented a device used for total joint surgery, which puts the patient's own blood back into them post-op so they don't have to use bank blood. And that was invented during the whole AIDS scare back in the mid-80s. And I was living in Los Angeles, and the places where it was the most prevalent were San Francisco, LA, and New York. And so it really was something that everybody was interested in hearing about because everybody was afraid to get bank blood.
Mm-hmm. 9 businesses, did you say?
Yeah, 9 companies I founded.
And what's the scope of those companies?
Medical, advertising, long-term care, data privacy and security, and now woo-woo.
Oh, now woo-woo. Okay. You've integrated it all very well. I have to ask, like, when's your birthday? What's your sign?
Taurus.
Taurus. All right. I've never met someone with that wears so many different hats, that's worn so many different hats. What is it in you that gives you that path?
My curiosity, my curious nature. My husband calls me an information suck. Affectionately. But he's like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm just interested in everything, Casey. I'm interested in, and I'm a mom and a wife and a grandmother and a friend and a sister and a niece and, you know, and all those things. So I'm just interested in everything. I'm interested in how things work. I'm an inventor and a manufacturer. I'm interested in architecture and history and theology and philosophy and astronomy and astrology and, you know, everything. If I go someplace on vacation, I want to know about it. I want to know what's the history, what are the sights to see, what are the people like, all of that. It's just fascinating. And it makes it so much fun to explore all those things.
I think you're probably fun to be around, probably hard to keep up with. AskJulieRyan.com is the website. Psychic Julie Ryan is our guest. We're talking about first, Angelic Attendance, one of your books. You also have another book called Angel Messages for Dogs and Angel Messages for Kids. What are those books all about?
So I have an Angel Messages series for kids, for dogs, for cats, and for truth that are children's books. And they're beautiful. I've got one here. I'll show you. You can describe it to your audience. And they're these beautifully illustrated. My illustrator's in Ireland. She's just fabulous. And they're angel messages about the spiritual realm. I've had so many mothers and grandmothers over the years, Casey, say to me, can you just write a book so I can explain to my child how he knows things about his grandfather who was dead 30 years before he was ever born? And can you write a book about how I can explain to my child that they know things from past lives that can be validated with historic documentation online? And then lastly, what do I say to my young child or grandchild when we say, well, no, honey, Aunt Susie's in heaven now. And little Johnny says, no, she's not. She's asleep in that box in the front of the room. And they're at the funeral home. And so it's their messages in a child's voice with illustrations, because, you know, children's books, it's mostly about the pictures and the illustrations. And it gives them a very practical way to understand things that the grown-ups are discussing that are too advanced for a child's mind.
And the pictures are the picture books that you showed are beautiful. The looks like watercolors and really soft, sort of magical images. But I'll say this, Julie Ryan, I don't know many households that I grew up in, friends, families, things like that, relatives, houses that I wandered in and out of, where any of those conversations were taking place.
Yeah.
I didn't have that kind of experience at all. But evil people.
Yeah, lots of clients over the years and other people that I know who have said, can you just write a book? One of my girlfriends, her little grandson, who's not so little anymore, but his name's Walter. Is that a riot? 4-year-old Walter said to his mother, they were in the pool, and he said, Mommy, you're my favorite of all my mommies. And she said, well, thanks, honey, I'm your only mommy. And he said, no, Mom, you're my favorite of all my mommies. And she said, again, honey, I'm your only mommy. And he said, no, Mom, babies are born to mommies and daddies, and then they grow up and they die, and then they come back and they're born again to another mommy and daddy. And you're my favorite mommy of all my mommies. Well, what? This kid, how would this kid know that? And then he went on to tell her information that they were able to validate with historic documentation, like census reports and things like that. There's a whole department at the University of Virginia that studies past lives with children. It's a whole department.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay. Not something we talk about every day.
I know.
Past lives with children.
Yeah. And then I have friends who had a sibling that passed, or a grandparent, or another family member or family friend. And one gal in particular comes to mind, Casey, and she said, my little brother died when he was 5. I was 10. And she said, the house was full of all these wailing Italians. And she said, and they just said, well, Tommy's in heaven. And she said, I wish somebody could have described to me what happened and how did he get to heaven and what was going on. She said, "I it would have been so comforting to me as a child and to my other siblings.
Right.
We'd known that information."
Right.
So those kinds of things have prompted me to write the children's book series.
The book title that I'm most interested in, and I saved it for last, is The 2-Minute Rule. I love a 2-Minute Rule. What is yours?
We all have thoughts that come into our heads, and most scientists believe it's between 70 and 90,000 thoughts a day. And no thought has a meaning until we give it a meaning. You may like green, I may hate green. You know, it's just, oh, that's green. And then we put a meaning to it. So most of the thoughts that come into our heads, they're either based in love or they're based in fear. Not most, all of them are. And the thoughts that are based in fear are things like anger, jealousy, boredom, grief, actual fear. And most of those, Casey, are fake news. They're fake. They're false. But they feel real to us. And when we're in fear, the body goes into an autonomic nervous system response called fight, flight, or freeze. And our cortisol levels go up, our norepinephrine levels go up, our blood drains from our brain, goes to our extremities so that we can run away from the perceived fear. So we lose clarity. And so we just aren't thinking clearly. And we're in a constant state of inflammation from all this cortisol. It's like being on steroids 24/7 from stress. So what we want to do when we have a thought that feels badly, to keep our clarity and to stay out of being stressed all the time, is to ask, is this going to kill me in the next 2 minutes? And it works great because you can use it unlimited times a day. You can use it in any situation. It's free and it's convenient. It works anywhere your brain is. So, you know, it works anywhere.
Yeah.
So if you're standing in the middle of the road and there's a truck headed towards you, get out of the road. That can hurt you or kill you in the next 2 minutes. That's a rational fear. If you're running late for an appointment and you're so stressed out, well, your body didn't know any differently. It's releasing all that cortisol and all that. The blood's draining from your brain. You're not thinking clearly. And so that's called an irrational fear. You're going to laugh a lot like you just did. And so it's become a habit with me, Casey. It's just instant. You know, if I have a thought, it's instant. Is this going to kill you in the next 2 minutes? No. And then I'll say, oh God, Ryan, quit being such a drama queen. And then we move on, but we stay out of fight or flight, which helps us live a life of purpose and joy because we can think clearly, and it keeps us healthier because, again, the body doesn't know the difference between a fake fear and a real fear. And 99.9% of the fear that we feel in the form of a negative thought is all an irrational fear. It's fake.
Right, right. Julie Ryan, psychic Julie Ryan, is our guest. Among her many books is The 2-Minute Rule. I have a friend who I love dearly, but she can spiral.
Yeah.
And one of the things I say to her every time I speak to her, and she's telling me a doom story, and I'll say to her, but that hasn't happened yet.
Exactly. Yeah. We use our, and we all do it. We use our imaginations to envision things we don't want to happen. And then we go in that black hole of imagination. Well, if that happens, then that'll happen, then that'll happen, then that'll happen, then that'll happen, and I'll die homeless and starving and alone on the street. I mean, really? No, but that's where we all go. And back to the just, you know, the law of attraction, what we think creates our reality. So we want to have thoughts that are going to feel good. And if there's a thought that feels bad, we want to take a second and evaluate, is this real or is this fake? And most of the time, it's a fake fear.
Wonderful. You, here's the question I want to ask you. How does being a psychic, how does it play into your life? Like before we got on this call, were you like, oh, let me tune in to Casey and see where she's at and let's see what kind of a podcast we're going to make today? Or does it not ever come into play that way?
Nah, it's just regular. It's just, I just follow your lead, whatever you want to talk about. I'm happy to talk to you about it. If you want to talk about football or the weather or flowers or your grandma or whatever. Now, I turn my abilities on and off at will. Most of the work that I do, Casey, is medical related. And I'm like a human MRI. I can see inside people's bodies and see broken bones, torn ligaments, viral infections, bacterial infections, cancer, metastasized cancer, and then help facilitate energetic healings, which is all part of the healing equation. We got Western medicine, Eastern medicine, complementary medicine, chiropractic, you know, homeopathy, whatever. And the energy medicine is just all part of the equation.
So you do a body scan,
yeah,
mentally, tell people what's going on.
Yeah, with their permission, of course. I don't ever scan anybody without their permission because I think that's unethical and I'm not going to do it. And so normally I do have a call-in show on Thursday nights at 8 Eastern. It's called Ask Julie Ryan and we do it live and you can either come in on the YouTube live stream or call in and we can talk. The buffet of psychicness is in play. We can talk to your dead grandma. I can scan your cat. I can scan you. We can do a healing on your big toe that you stubbed or what, you know, your broken arm or whatever. We can talk to your deceased loved ones. We can talk to your angels, your spirit guides. I can tell how close to death somebody is. We can do past life stuff. So once we connect with spirit, we can do it all. And that's what I teach people how to do.
And this is how you spend, what did you say, your Tuesday nights?
Thursday night at 8 Eastern. And everything's at AskJulieRyan.com, all the information. But Ask Julie Ryan on the YouTube live stream and people can put a question in the chat and I answer those as well. But people call in and have a conversation with me from all over the world and partake in the buffet of psychicness. It's a blast.
And we get to listen in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a blast. It's everybody calls in and, you know, my team puts them on. I never know who's calling. I never know what their question's going to be. I never know what spirit's going to say. So it's really fun. It's like a big crab shoot on Thursday nights.
Well, that's Easter. Amazing. All right. AskJulieRyan.com. I wanted to say, like, you didn't tune into me to see, like, what kind of podcast is this going to be. That's cool. You're just up for the a journey. Because if I had psychic ability, I would do that. I would tune in and say, whatever, you know, what's going to come my way. But does your psychic ability ever jump out and get you? Like, you know, don't get on that bus or whatever?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yes. And we all have that. There are just all kinds of stories about one of my most favorite ones is the late Elizabeth Taylor, the actress. She had a dream. You know, she was married several times. I don't even know how many husbands, 6, 7, 8, something like that. She and Zsa Zsa Gabor. And she had a dream that her husband was going to die in a plane crash, Mike Todd, who was her favorite of all of her husbands. And she begged him the next day not to get on the plane to go on his business trip. And sure enough, the plane crashed and he died. And that's just one famous story. But we all have intuitive guidance all the time. And normally when we don't follow it, we regret it because we'll have a gut feeling about something. And then our logic will come in and say, oh, that, you know, you're just being silly, being worried about that. But I, especially when I'm working with somebody, I get what I call divine downloads into my head. And let's say I'm scanning somebody for a medical condition. I'm identifying the medical condition. I'm watching the energetic healing. I'm participating in it with the person. spirit working through me and with me to help that person heal themselves. And then I'm getting what I call divine downloads in my head too. I'm getting information downloaded into my head, like, tell her to stop eating pistachios. She's allergic to them, or things like that. You know, tell her to up her vitamin C thing. There's what I do is I blend the spiritual and the practical so we can live a life of purpose and joy.
Julie Ryan, when you get these downloads, who's talking to you? God, spirit. The angel, spirit?
All the above. God, the universe, spirit, the whole nine yards. Yeah.
Can you differentiate one from the other? Like, oh, here's this spirit, here's that spirit?
Yeah. Yeah. Your Uncle Harvey, your guardian angel. But it's all God, spirit, the universe talking through those entities. It's all the same. But they're showing up to us in a way to help us understand it more easily from a human perspective.
All right.
Like talking to a drop of the ocean. Well, it's still the ocean. It's just a drop of the ocean. So God is the ocean, and the angel would be one of the drops of God, because we're all fractals of the divine.
Julie Ryan, I'll ask you something, since you like questions.
Sure.
What's this life all about? You know?
Yeah.
What's it all about?
We're here to create. And people say, create what? I say, create whatever you want. That's where free will comes in.
We're here
Think
to create.
About, what do we create all day long? What are you going to have for breakfast? What are you going to do in your workout? What are you going to wear? You know, blah, 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 blah. All day long, you're creating things. You're creating an email. You're creating which way you're going to go to the grocery store. You're going to take the freeway. You're going to take surface streets. And then when we're done creating, then what do? We create our exit. We all decide how we die, when we die, who's with us or not, what the circumstances are. We're all surrounded by angels and deceased loved ones. Time doesn't exist in the spirit world. So regardless of how somebody passes, instantly, like in the case of a homicide or suicide or over a prolonged period of time, we all go through what I call the 12 phases of transition, where we're surrounded by angels and loved ones. And we die, we go back to heaven. What do? We create our next life. And then we come back and we do it all over. So it all works great.
All right. So you understood the assignment, creator of 9 businesses, several books, and a heck of a Thursday night show.
Yeah. And a baby. And, you know.
You're a creator. Fabulous.
We're all creators.
Yeah.
We all create things all day long, every day.
Very good. What's your next creation?
Well, I do have one other book that you forgot called Angel Messages for Your Life's Journey.
Oh.
And those are stories, real life stories of angelic things and miraculous things and serendipital things that are all written by graduates of my angelic attendant training class, where people learn how to do the buffet of psychicness. And then that volume 2 is coming out in a couple of weeks. So it'll be Angel Messages for Your Life's Journey, volume 2. Again, another whole group of real life stories written by my graduates. And they're just, what is just more amazing than the next? And you just think, how can that be? But we've all had things that we've experienced. Something as simple as thinking of somebody. This happened to me this morning. I was thinking of my grandson, Max, before I got out of bed. And then I grabbed my phone, and whose pictures showed up? You know how they'll say, just a picture will show up randomly every day? Well, there's a picture of Max.
Yeah.
So we think of somebody and we either run into them or hear from them or get a text or an email or something. We say, oh my gosh, what a coincidence. I was just thinking of you and here you are. There's not a coincidence there. That's your intuition at play. I texted Max and he's going to come help me cover all my plants tonight because it's going to be in the 20s here in Sweet Home, Alabama. And I had said to him, Max, I was thinking of you and feeling grateful for you before I got out of bed this morning. And look, your picture popped up. I said, I must be psychic or something.
You might must be. Julie Ryan, psychic Julie Ryan. The website is askjulieryan.com. Where do we get the free book, please?
Askjulieryan.com. You can get it there on the homepage. You'll just say here, click here for a free book. And we'll send you the digital and the audiobook version of Angelic Attendance, What Really Happens as We Transition from This Life into the Next. And it has illustrations in it too, Casey, with how the angels and the loved ones are positioned. And when we understand that everybody goes through these 12, what I call the 12 phases of transition, we're all going to lose a loved one. We're all going to be there ourselves one day. And so this book is really helpful. It's a gift to people who've lost a loved one often. Many churches and synagogues give it to their families that come in to plan a funeral or have somebody that's at the end of their lives. And many, many hospice organizations give it out as well. So I think it should be taught in the schools, which is why I give away tens of thousands of them a year. So askjulieryan.com and just click on, please send me your free book.